Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:15 now at WWL. I'm glad Tim Zimmer played that highlight because I was in the dome yesterday. Mike, that was a thing of beauty. What is it? A thing of beauty is a sight to behold or some kind of stuff like that. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Tommy. Thank you. Yeah, they needed that in this offense where you know you're going to try to run the football. You need a big play like that. And they were able to make it yesterday with Rashid. And I thought certainly, you know, you get five turnovers in a football game, you shouldn't lose. But I really believe that that one big play really gave some oomph to your offense and to your football team, because early on, you struggled stopping the Giants. Jackson Dart got into a groove, throwing the football. Okay, they watched that film too now. They saw the Saints have had difficulties covering tight ends. And also, this shouldn't be a surprise. We talk about this all week. Jackson Dart running the football right up the middle. Designated plays. He did that at Ole Miss. He did that last week against the Chargers. He had success against the Saints. But them throwing the football to the two tight ends and Daniel Bellinger, Theo Johnson, was working. You needed something to give you the kind of, you know, jumper cables on the battery. And you got it with Shahid.
A couple of thoughts. First of all, I've been to Dome for a lot of long passes, but that was one of the more beautiful ones I've ever seen in my life. That ball just came down like a heat-seeking missile, like a drone attack almost. You know what I'm saying? Hitting perfectly in stride. That was a well-thrown football.
Yeah, and they got a situation where he was up against a safety. You know, sometimes you see it where they were trying to cheat a little bit yesterday, and I think they said, okay, we watched what you did against Buffalo. We're not going to let you run the ball. You know, they got four former first-round picks across that front seven. They wanted to put heat on you, but they had given up over 150 yards a game rushing. So they put a lot of emphasis on that. And the Saints didn't run the football great yesterday. I thought Kendra Miller had a good game, but it wasn't a great rushing attack. Where they really did well, pass protection. Zero quarterback sacks yesterday on a team loaded with first-round picks up front to put pressure on you. So you needed that big play to Shahid, and you were able to hit it and get it. But the offensive line did a really good job yesterday in pass protection.
Terrell Burgess, tell me where he came from, because I tell you what, you know, that flea flicker, he came out of nowhere. It's like, talk about drone attack. He's like a heat-seeking missiles. He closed very quickly. It's like, uh-oh, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, now there he is.
Yeah, I thought the safety play was good yesterday. You think about Jonas Sinker continues to really kind of catch your eye as a rookie. And, yeah, every once in a while he'll get out of position, maybe doesn't take a great angle to the football, but he comes up with plays. He's really good in run support, and he closes in fast to the football. And then, bang, you lose Justin Reed to the concussion. Jordan Howden comes in, has a really good game. Really does. Burgess is a guy who has sort of bounced around the league.
I wanted to ask you about that. I want to slow you down for a second, because we root for the uniform sometimes, and then it's like, Terrell Burgess, who's that? Terrell Burgess, tell me about him.
Yeah, he was a third-round pick of the Rams, and so Brandon Staley had a connection to him. You know my defense. You know what I want run back there. on the backside secondary-wise, and it's worked, okay? He understood it. He grasped what Staley wants to be kind of implementing on the defensive side of the football. So all of a sudden now, hey, you got to see a lot more playing time. He did play some on special teams, but, you know, he sort of has bounced from there to the Rams and a couple other teams, and he was a signee pretty quickly with Staley because, again, you have that sort of connect the dots. You know what I want run on the defensive side of the football, and a lot of times it's about communication. Tommy, I see it that so much today, pro football is becoming like college, all these crossing patterns. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you here, but then I got to let you loose, and somebody else has got to cover him on the other side. This is not like playing in your backyard or when you played in junior high school or high school. It's different. And they run all these crossing patterns where you're not always covering the same guy, and you got to be able to communicate. That's one of the things Burgess does really, really well. Smart football player. I think, you know, he's the type of guy that in the right scheme can really help you. And you see now, I think defensively, more and more of a grasp of what Brandon Staley's trying to teach. Especially in that back seven.
And you mentioned Jonas Sanker. He's looking like a pretty good third-round pick.
You're damn right. He's smart. He's tough. They played him all over the board at Virginia. Mm-hmm. And so this is all new to him. Okay, you got one spot. Do your job. Don't try to do too much. But he's a guy that he's got something you can't teach. Instincts. Tommy, that's just people in life that – for what they do, they know it at a little bit different level than someone else. Sanker, intelligence-wise, knows it, and instinctive-wise, knows it at a certain level. And it's a little bit of cut above when you see as a rookie him being able to grasp this so quickly because he's in the lineup because Julian Blackman got hurt. You know, it wasn't like that's your plans to play Sanker. No, your plans were you brought in Julian Blackman from the Colts, and just unlucky for him, back-to-back years, you tear the labrum in your shoulder.
And your plan wasn't to play Jordan Howden either. We'll pick it up there when we come back after Eric Reed goes down. 622 traffic, WWL. 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Let me tell you something. I can stand prosperity. It's hard to win in the NFL. Saints won yesterday, and I'm taking it, and I'm enjoying it. Mike Dettelier, our guest every Monday with Mike Dettelier, is Rouse's Market Football Monday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike, tell me about Jordan Howden.
Jordan came in as a draft choice, showed a lot of promise early on as a rookie a couple years ago. I didn't think we saw that development in year two that I think most of us thought we'd see. He was in the mix this year, but he knew when they signed Justin Reed, okay, and then they bring in Julian Blackman, you're going to be the third safety. Mm-hmm. So when when Justin goes down to the concussion,
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Comes in, and he was involved in a couple of big plays yesterday. I've always looked at him, smart player. He's going to be involved in a lot of your nickel and dime schemes, can play on special teams, can help you out there. And sometimes I think he's so smart, too many things kind of roll in his head a little bit about exactly where he should be on every play. But yesterday, yeah, he made some big plays, and that's why you got to be ready. You know, each and every week, you don't know what's going to happen injury-wise, or maybe some guy just not playing well, and you insert it into the lineup. That's why you spend all that time in the film room and in the practice room for those opportunities to play. And I thought both safeties, and Sanker and Howden, really, really played extremely well yesterday.
Let me talk about, before we get to the rest of the game, let's talk about the I can't think of his name, the kicker right now. Tell me his name.
Blake Groupie,
yeah. Because I saw him at halftime yesterday while the whatever it was on the field. I don't know if it was a band or who it was that was performing. Spent most of the half kicking. Have you seen that a lot before or not? Or I don't know if he's ever.
I've seen that, Tommy, when a kicker's in trouble.
Okay.
Okay, and so, and I'm sure they've had some discussion because he's missed some kicks early. Now you got to have a long discussion with it. Is this the time you decide that you give Charlie Smith an opportunity to be your kicker who's on your practice squad right now? A big guy. Man, he got a howitzer for a leg. Now, he was inconsistent in training camp and also in the preseason, but you got to have that discussion. You can't be a detriment to your team, and you missed two field goals in that game yesterday. Mm-hmm.
And he was out there for most of the half that I saw him, and he had his little, you know, tripod thing or whatever you call it to hold the ball, which is different than actually kicking it during game conditions, and he was nailing everything he kicked. But again, on a range, it's easy, right? On a driving range is when you get it out to the course. That's where you
right.
got to produce.
When you get out on the hole and, hey, sink it. And, man, again, kicking is like playing golf.
Yes,
you would understand.
Yep.
Man, you get into a groove, you don't in
not,
there
not even
you
thinking
can't
about
miss.
It, Mike. Not even thinking about it. Just smacking it. That's all
yep.
you're doing. Just smacking it. And then when you get the other way, when you start thinking about it too much and you're hanging on and this and that and the other thing, that's where you got trouble. All right, let's pick it up. We come back with Mike Dettelier. 6:30 time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozen. Two interceptions for Kool-Aid, a key pass defense as well. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. He'll be second-guessing later on every Monday with Mike Dettelier. Rouse's Market Football Monday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike, tell me about this evening.
One more time?
Tell me about this evening.
Oh, this evening we'll be on from 4 to 6:30, second-guessing, talking about the Saints and Giants game, and certainly their next opponent. They play the Patriots, and we saw the Patriots last night. The one thing with Mike Vrabel coaching it, you in for a fist fight. He was like that when he was coaching the Titans. Big difference is he got Drake May playing quarterback. He had nothing like that when he was in Tennessee. And certainly we're talking about the LSU, South Carolina, coming up this Saturday as they play the Gamecocks. Weren't as good as they were a year ago, but they got a standout quarterback. Let's see how LSU can handle Lenora Sellers. He's a bit of a roller coaster quarterback, but his good is really good.
Did we see the real Kool-Aid yesterday, the light bulb go off maybe?
Well, he certainly had a better game. Let me see him do that a couple different times. Before we start opening up. But I thought yesterday he did a lot of film study, and you can tell. He had himself in a position to make a plays, not one play, but multiple plays. And Jackson Dart sometimes will telegraph where he's going to throw that football. Again, if I can see it, I know he can. He sort of telegraphs where he's going to go with the football. And then Kool-Aid was able to come up with a couple of big plays interception-wise. And as you put just a few moments ago, a big knockdown, too, a big pass defense. So let's hope he can build on that. A lot of times, too, is when you get in this league, man, you think you know everything until you go up against the big guys. Mm-hmm. And you figure out real quick there's a learning curve involved with it. So to say he turned the curve, I'm not going to go that far, but he played much, much better yesterday. And the other guy, too, Quincy Riley, the rookie, you didn't hear his name. You know, I like that if I'm a coach. Okay, they weren't really picking on Quincy Riley in the secondary. Okay, you get your first start there, and I thought he played really well. Again, your angles to the football sometimes are a little bit different than it is in college, so you got to pick that up. But I've been impressed with Quincy Riley. He's got a sense of where the football is in flight, and he makes a good play on it.
Let's talk about Taysom Hill and Foster Moreau. I don't know that Foster Moreau had a key role yesterday, but tell me about the importance of those two being back.
Well, even in the lineup, you put so much emphasis. And I remember we doing the show with Drew Brees, and Drew was like, when Taysom would come on the hill, you just saw all these guys sort of look at one another like, okay, what is it going to be? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a run? Is he going to throw it? Is he going to be a receiver? And he said that uncertainty because, okay, it's not like you got 3 minutes to figure it out. You know, it's real quick between plays. And, you know, his first game, so you knew the running part with him wasn't going to be there. His impact is he's making you think on defense. And it was just a look when you saw him come into the game. Okay, you know he's going to run that quarterback power a lot. That's what they do with him. But the other elements of what he could do with the football is going to be there. The more he's going to play, the more he's going to get into it. It is a remarkable recovery for a 35-year-old guy to come off that type knee surgery. And he's back in the lineup less than a year after the surgery. We were shocked Saturday. We doing the remote at Rouse's, and I see that reports are that he's going to be elevated to the active roster. We thought maybe he might spend a couple weeks, you know, just sort of getting into the groove. Man, he's one hell of a football player. Yeah, that's all I can tell you.
Not only activated, Mike, 6 carries, and I don't think he gained a lot of yardage, but still, he looked good, man. I'm going to tell you what, and that pass was dead-on accurate.
That part, Bobby and I, we'd watch it in practice. Taysom is highly erratic as a passer. He sort of aims everything. It comes in at a certain trajectory. All his passes all sort of look the same. But, man, he was dead on with that one, and he hits that one for that 19-yarder. But he brings so much to the element of what he can do and confusion, and you don't have a long time to think about what's going to happen. And even at times, Drew brought up, when he was in the lineup and he wasn't used, almost like a decoy, you saw defenders paying extra attention to him. That's when you know you one hell of a player. When you're not even involved in the play.
And they're paying attention.
And you got people saying, man, worry about what's going on with Taysom Hill.
Kind of like when I go to a nightclub, Mike, same kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
6:51, 9 till 7, traffic problems now. Let's look at them with Joe on WWL. 6:57 a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL Talker with Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Nice enough to get up, spend some time with us on a Monday morning because he'll be working this afternoon. Him and Bobby Hebert, second guessing live from the Silver Slipper in beautiful Hancock County, Mississippi. They're going to break down the Saints-Giants game. Talk about LSU, 6:30. It's a Visit Pensacola Saints coaches show with Mike Haas and the Cajun Cannon and Kellen Moore. Then at 7, defensive coordinator Brandon Staley. There you go. Then Haas and Dettelier with a focus on the NFC South. 7:30, Monday Night Football, Chiefs at Jags on WWL and a free Odyssey app. Mike, a couple of words about Spencer Rattler. He's good enough.
Man, he played solid yesterday, mm-hmm. and that's what he's done all season long. I think you got a lot of people, Tommy, that I think before the season they were Tyler Shuck's going to be the guy game one. And they want to be right so much mm-hmm. that they spin this little narrative. You even hear people on TV saying the exact same thing. What do you want Spencer to do? You understand the offensive line. Up until yesterday, he had problems in pass protection. You're not a great running team at times. What do you want him to do with it? You think another quarterback's going to come in here and is magically going to all of a sudden disappear? It's not. So he's doing what you ask him to do, and I think he's doing a really solid job. Somewhere down the line, we know it. It's going to be Shuck's opportunity. But you can't pull Spencer Rattler now based off of your own feelings. He's playing a good, solid football, and he's not turning the ball over. Tommy, that's important in this league because yesterday, Dart was off to a hot start, but he turns it over.
Yep.
Two interceptions and a fumble.
And I didn't mean to insult Spencer when I said he's good enough. I mean, he's getting the job done, and
you're
not going to pull him. There's no need to pull him. I didn't mean that in an insulting way at all. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. We'll listen this afternoon as you second guest with Bobby Hebert on the beach, Hancock County, Mississippi, from the Silver Slipper Casino. We'll take a break, come back, talk LSU with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.